Blog Talk Radio.
Topics that affect community life and everything like that, and definitely shout out to all of our queens out there, near and far. Tonight's topic that we're talking about, first and foremost, I want to shout out everybody that supports us and everybody in the community that's going through different situations. You know, You know, sometimes life throws you a curveball, but you know, you'll make it through it no matter what. But tonight, we're talking about relationships. I post this topic up on Facebook, and we got plenty of responses. So I'm going to read some of the responses, and we got some people on the line. You know, definitely our wonderful Queen Emma's is on the line with us, and we got Rez in the building. You know, he always got to drop his 2 cents. That's why we love Rez, our king in the building. So the topic tonight is, why is it hard for a female to find a boyfriend or a good partner? Call in at 347-826-7722. We want to hear your thoughts on that. But first and foremost, we're going to go ahead and open up the line for the queen. I'm an E2K. What's up, queen? Peace.
Peace. Peace, peace, peace and greetings. Peace and greetings to everyone. You know, I'm excited. I'm ready to get in the topic already. So let's do it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And we got our main man live in the building, Rez. You know, Rez always want to drop something in there. So, Rez, what's popping? What's popping, Rez?
I'm chilling. Glad you're having this topic, man, because this stuff I'll be talking about all the time. And a lot of females agree with me. Some females don't, but you got to take criticism in life. That's for sure.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
I'm going to be real, though. You know I know about women. I got the experiences. I can talk about it, but I'm going to just be real. I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing.
He said, be real. He is not cutting back or cutting no slack for no ladies tonight.
They should respect that.
Wow, we about to go in tonight on Street Queens, the movement. Brace yourself. Take notes, people. I'm going to also read some of the comments that were on there and stuff, but I want to go ahead with the people that we have live on the line right now to give us your thoughts, and also I want you guys to comment on some of the comments that were posted on Facebook. Let's start with the lady first. Emma, what is your response? Why do you think it's hard for a female nowadays, you know, starting up with and stuff like that?
What? I didn't hear nothing you said. What's been going on and stuff?
I said, why do you feel it's hard for a female to find a boyfriend or a good partner?
Oh, man. I got so much to say at the same time, so let me see what I'm going to say first. And then I know Red is going to go in, so I'm going to go in too. I'm not giving no breaks neither. So let's see. why is it? Where should I start? At the home, the upbringing, where should I start? Okay. I say, and let Red go first. I want to say so much at the same time.
Don't turn into the battle of the sexes. I'm not trying to go on a woman. You know, I like women. I deal with women. So.
No, I love men, too. Listen, without y'all, we can't make no babies. You know what I mean? So it's all good. But
you know, I'm around women all the time. So if anybody know anything about a woman, it would definitely be me. That's for sure.
Go ahead, Rez. Go ahead and go in, Rez.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay, guys. So let me hear you, and then I guess I'll feed off for you. Go ahead.
All right, well, I guess it goes both ways because, I mean, you ladies should always keep in mind that it's hard for us to find a good girl, too. So if it's hard for us to find a good girl, it's going to be hard for y'all to find a good man. But it starts off from the beginning. Women need to be more patient and smarter with the dudes they choose. I mean, women settle for – they need to step their standards up because I notice a lot of women settle for anything. And then when it don't work out and when a dude treats you better, cheat on you, that a lot of women don't pick up on the signs of a good man. That's where it starts. A lot of women don't seem to be smart enough to know what to look for in a good man. I'm not saying that's always the case, but you see a lot of women settling for anything, and they wonder why their relationships don't work, because anything in life needs a good foundation. If you get together for the wrong reasons, it's not going to work out, no matter how hard you try. So it just starts from the beginning, I believe. You know what I'm saying? You have to be smart at judging people's characters. You need to know what kind of people you should mess with in life and what kind of people to stay away from. And the problem with women is they move too fast. They never take the time to get to know a man. They see the dude, they want to sleep with him in the first 3 seconds, you know, want to be with him, move in with him 2 weeks later, and they wonder why a relationship don't work. But you got to really take the time and study people and look know what you look for. And also, as a woman, you have to know what you deserve. Some women out here thinking they're good women. Some women ain't good women. They think they're good women. They front. Every girl think they're a good girl. Every girl ain't a good girl. You know what I'm saying? You have to work on yourself and present yourself in a respectful way to where a man will even take you serious.
Right.
It all starts with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
By okay, I got this now. I got this now. Wait, hold up. I got this now. Reza
mm-hmm.
got me fucked up. All right. it's true what he's saying. Absolutely 100%. I definitely agree with you because I don't think it's so much a man or woman situation. I think it's just a human situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it all does stem from the very beginning, how you raised, what morals they set, you know, what standards they set for you as far as like me. I'm gonna speak, of course, on myself and my raising up. My mother, you know, I lost my virginity at 18 years old, and the reason why I held on to it so long, and that's like late because the girls I was around was losing it at 12 and 13 years old.
Yeah.
The reason why I held that 18 because my mom kept instilling in me, like, almost every day, instilling me, telling me, what you got there is precious. What you got is gold. Like, you can walk with your head up high, and as long as you don't give that to nobody, you can walk with your head up high and have your pride. You don't ever got to look down and this and that. And she just kept instilling that so much in me that made me proud. Like, yes, I'm a virgin, instead of feeling ashamed when my friends were like, what? You a virgin? Are you crazy? Like, they're already on their second kid, 16 years old, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a virgin. And I was proud of that. Like, that was something powerful for me. Now you tell that to these girls, 14, 15, that's like you shaming them. I'm not a virgin. I've been lost my virgin. No, you should be proud to be called a virgin, shoot to you 40 if you could, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That should be a proud thing, not a shameful thing. So, yes, it does come from the beginning. I'm glad my mother instilled that in me, and it made me hold out, you know, to that long. And I would have held longer, but I fell in love. Hey, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. But, you know, but it does definitely stem from that. I constantly tell my son and always remind him, too, you know, because these girls out here are fast. These young girls, they're very, very fast and ready to do whatever. You know, the media influences a lot. The video, the magazine, so the young girls feel that, you know, there's some things that they need to do in order to be accepted, and it's not like that. So, yeah, it is self-value. It's what's being taught in the home. You know, I teach my son, you open the door and you close the door. You know, you don't call girls by the B word. You know, they're queens, they're princes, they're ladies, they're, you know, and that's what I instill for them to call other women, you know, and I don't accept, there's certain things I don't accept from him or his friends. When all his friends get together, they're 18 years old, and they're like, oh, that bee. I'm like, whoa, she's got a bee. She's a girl. She's a lady. Yeah, but she's still, you know, a young lady, this and that. You cannot do that. So, it's all in what is being taught. I was inside the home and outside the home, too. So that does stem a lot. And if you grow up like that and you have a certain pride about yourself, you're not going to accept no other man coming to tell you, oh, you know, this and that or whatever, when you know you're worth a lot more. You know, you learn your worth, both boys and both, you know, and both girls. And you don't want to accept no BS, you know what I mean? But if you're used to accepting that already, then, you know, that's where that comes in. So.
Definitely. And I posted on Facebook, I was like, I feel like it's easier for a guy to find a good female because it's more selection than, you know what I'm saying, than us. It's like, the guys are either loving other guys.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, the girls are loving other girls too. So.
Yeah, the girls are loving other girls too, but
girls are getting married other girls. Like, this is all.
Yeah,
crazy.
I mean, but but you know what all that stems from is not finding, you know, it's a shortage of men though. You know, at the end of the day. It's a shortage of men, yeah. You know, it's always the ones that want you are the ones that you're really not into. You understand what I'm saying? And then the ones that you do want always have some kind of flaw or craziness.
Or three baby mothers.
Like, or they living with their mother. They don't got their shit stuff together, but they want you to take care of them. It's like, you know. It's like, what's going on? Like, you know, don't open the door. They'll let the door slam in your face. What's really going on? Like, I'm serious. Like, they don't have no home training no more. It's crazy. You know, and then the guys say, oh, they want a good woman. And then when a woman shows them they're a good woman, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, you know, they don't even know how to deal with it. But I'm going to read some of the comments that was posted on Facebook. I said it's harder for men to find good women. And one of the gentlemen says, no. And I said, yes. And then Khalil Pretty Boy Ali said, there are more good women than there are good men. I said, what happened to the men? You know, did one woman destroy the goodness in all good men? You know, they lost their manners. Like, what happened, you know? And then Khalil said, well, a lot of women have not, a lot of women don't have manners themselves. And you can't expect us to treat you as a queen when you don't treat yourself as a queen, right? And some women don't. You know what I'm saying? They don't treat themselves like a queen, you know? They don't respect themselves. They don't have their stuff together, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them are hot messes out there. But I said, if a woman does do all that and she is a good woman, and, you know what I'm saying, why do these men continue to deal with these chicken heads, these women that are not trying to do anything with themselves but mooch off of them and not do anything with their lives? You know what I'm saying? They have no goals and everything, but they continue to deal with them, you know? Regina said, so true. And then Khalil said, define chicken head. Define a chicken head as a person that wants to sit down all day and have a whole bunch of babies for a dude, knowing that he can't really provide for all them babies. And on top of that, she want to mooch off the government and stuff instead of trying to do something or get money or try to do something for herself and establish herself. She's always latching on to the next man so she can come up. She's not trying to get her own money. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a lot of chicken heads running around here, and you guys still deal with them. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. And Bugsy said it's not easy for us to deal with it. And then and Bugsy said it's not really easy for us to find chicks. And Leon B said he didn't get the memo. Where are these good women at? Emma said she rose her hand up and said she a good woman.
Yeah, no bull.
You know,
how that's a good woman being treated all bad.
She said she a good woman. And then, you know, Reds, you know, Reds got to come out from the Book of Reds. You know what I'm saying? He said.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're going to read a paragraph of his book?
Yo,
oh,
I'm going to read from a chapter of Red's book, of his book of relationships. He said, Les, you must understand that there is a difference between a good person and being good at relationships. Yes, there are some good women out there, but they're bad at choosing men. So they're not good at relationships. A lot of females just don't. Let me see this. I just misplaced. Okay. A lot of females don't know what to look for in a dude or take the time to get to know a guy, and sometimes move too fast. And also, you can't say that you're a good woman when it comes to being in a relationship unless you show your mate and your mate feels the same way you do. Every woman thinks that they're a good woman, but a lot of them are delusional. And a lot of them are just bad, you know, and you should just leave them alone. And Red told a dude from Boomhouse, he said, well, you know, where the hell is this memo at about this good woman? Because I'm still looking for one. all I see out here is hoes, selfish broads, and it seems like the only women that do care about you are the ones that are unattractive, or men don't want them because they have many issues. I want you to elaborate on that, Reds, about the unattractive women being the ones that are the good woman versus the ones that might be pretty and stuff like that, or elaborate on that one.
It's not necessarily just unattractive on the inside; it's on the outside, it's on the inside too. A lot of women have a lot of emotional baggage and issues. I mean, I know it's hard for people to admit that they had issues or whatever and got baggage. So it's just a lot of women that just has a lot of emotional baggage from past relationships, and they let that shit carry on, and they want to blame men for being gay. I'm like, ain't no man making you eat no puss, so you cannot blame a man for that. and that's the case, look at yourself. I always tell women, you know, that be crying over dudes or whatever, look at yourself and look at the decision that you're making in life. You know, I dealt with all kinds of women. Most of them wasn't worth me being in a relationship with, but I'm not going to go out here and let that destroy me or change me as a person. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women let their past change them into what they is. You got so many women that jump from relationship to relationship. You got bros, I'm with a girl. Oh, a girl treated me wrong. Fuck it, I'm not gay no more. I'm straight. Oh, this dude treated me wrong, now I'm a girl. This real man is going to take you serious when you are that emotionally weak that you blame it on the sexist. What, you going to start dating aliens next? I mean, come on, man. You know? I think you're real out here, man. You cannot be weak.
Wow. If you're just joining us tonight, we're talking about relationships on Street Queens, the movement. I see you calling 347. We're about to bring you in a second. Is it easier for men to find good women versus us trying to find good men? Speak on it. 347, you're live in the building on Street Queens, the movement with Rez and Emma E2K and Lushy Lush. What it do, baby?
Yo, what's good? This is Dave D. Cuts. The Ad Records is in the building.
What's up, Dave?
I was waiting for you. I knew you were going to call.
This
is
a topic I am very, very, very knowledgeable about. First of all, with all due respect to all the women that are, you know, mothers and you know, you guys have the gift of life, and I respect that so much. It's you know, I love my mother dearly, and being said that, I think a lot of women are naturally bipolar. You know, so, you know, I think it's just an emotional thing that you guys carry. I'm not saying every one of you guys, but I think it's just an emotional roller coaster that you guys go through on a daily basis. And whereas the man, we don't really rock like that. Like and it's hard to understand. Like, you know, you say one thing and you mean something else, and then you ask, like, are you okay with this? You agree with it, and then you're not okay with it. So we rock, like, you said you okay with it. So we rocking with it. We're like, nah, she's good. She says she's good. Next you know, a month down the line, you wasn't good with it. Like, it's like a guessing game all the time, man. And it just makes it hard to be in a relationship, because I'm the type of person that after a little bit of time, like, I can only take so much of that. It starts adding up and adding up, and I got to come to a conclusion, like, what am I going to do? Am I going to continue this road, or I'm just going to have to separate myself from this, because it's just too stressful. It's a guessing game every time, a guessing game, man. You know?
So you feel like it's so men have an equal challenge as females trying to find a good partner?
I do. You know, I wouldn't know that side because, like, you know, I'm a man. I wouldn't know the other side. But, you know, I think it probably is, because all I can speak is from my side. All I can say is that I'm pretty sure that there's men out there that's probably difficult
too.
I mean, we're not easy.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say that we are there in the. I'm not gonna say we are there in the ballpark now, because
yeah.
You know I could get crazy too. But I know how to control my stuff, and I like to be black and white. All this gray area stuff, it just, you know, it confuses things, and it just keeps adding resentment in both people.
So, okay, let me ask you a question, Dave.
Yeah.
Since you say gray areas and stuff, so. You guys say that us women are complex, but you guys sometimes are complex in your ways, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is like this, the question to you is, do you feel like guys are more simplistic when it comes to relationships and, you know, they're straightforward versus the females? You feel like we're more complicated when it comes to relationships?
While you in the relationship, I think that a man is most likely, I can only speak for myself, you know, but I think we're more of the type that like, if as a couple, there's a decision to be made, you know, once you make that decision, we got it, you know, that's it. It's clear cut to us. Whereas, you know, it's not a lot of the times to the female, you know, like, we'll make a decision and then there's a lot of resentment, and there's a lot of changing in it. Like, you know, I like to, like, when I make a decision, I made that decision, We made it together. Let's move on from that. I can't keep guessing whether you really want to do this or not. Like I you know, I'm a businessman, so that's how I run my business. And maybe, you know, maybe that's how I think I should be running life. But, you know, I don't know. I don't have all the answers to that. But, you know, it's just difficult when you're with a partner and you think everything is all right and it's not. And you're really thinking it's all right. And next thing you know, you're getting sabotaged every time. Yo, I'm not feeling this. I'm not feeling it. But you said you agree to that. You know, I don't understand that. As for a man part, our biggest problem is, you know what it is. The next hot woman that comes next to you, we got to fight that off. Those are the demons that we have. We naturally born with that. You know, if I think that a woman is naturally born with bipolar, I think that we're naturally born with the, like, you know, people don't want to talk about that, but it's the truth. Like, you could have the baddest, flyest girl, and if there's one batter flyer next to you, like, it's just a thing. But that doesn't mean you have to act on it. It just means that there is that attraction is there. You just got to know how to fight it and stay away and don't put yourself in those positions. But, you know, it's just human nature, man. It's human nature. At the end of the day, we're animals. You know, like, we're just the highest intellectual animal. But we're still animal. We still have animalistic. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, you could look at the animal kingdom and you see there's certain things that we do. We just do it at a higher intellectual level. You know what I'm saying? Woo, baby, I don't need no mark. Woo. So, you know, I really enjoy this topic. I think this is amazing, man. I really love this.
Only on Lush Radio, baby.
You know, Emma, so you already know my situation. I just been through something crazy, and I'm still battling it. You know, there's a child involved now, and I really don't like to talk about my business, but it gets even more complex when there's a child involved now, because now you still got to deal with that person, whereas before, I wouldn't have to deal with nothing. It'll be done. Now you still have to deal with that person. You know what I'm saying?
Have to find that medium, like when children do come in the picture, you have to find that, you know, that middle ground and shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Wes, you want to touch on some of the things that David was talking about?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel him on what he's saying. You know, it all makes sense. But I just want to add on, like, we live in an epic time. It's like people don't have respect for themselves or each other like we used to coming up. Like back in nowadays, we just young as a school or whatever. I mean, you got a lot of women out here having kids with guys they shouldn't be with and making unwanted babies. I mean, you got a lot of, I don't say bad mothers, you got a lot of broken homes. So you got these kids growing up with these bad mothers and their father. And you got a lot of women that don't know how to respect men or a lot of men that don't know how to respect women because they might have a bad mother as an example. And we have a lot of broken families out here. So how do you expect someone to have morals in a relationship when they probably don't have morals in life? Because you got a lot of women making these unwanted kids by accident. And they fucked up. I mean, it's what you expect.
You know, can I elaborate on that?
No.
Go ahead, Dave. Speak on it. Speak.
I think he's very right with what he's saying because a lot of women, you know, they don't have their father in their life. And, you know, they always... You know, I think it's very important that, of course, every child has both their parents, but, like, there's nothing like a father to a daughter. You know, it's like daddy's little girl, and it's showing them the first model of what a man is supposed to be in their life. And a lot of times that father figure is not there with that woman and growing up. And you know, these girls, they grow up, and they're looking for that love, and they make a lot of mistakes because they don't know what the ideal model is, what they're looking for. And, you know, I've experienced that, and I've even told the person, like, listen, you need to build a relationship with your father because I think that's the first step of you, you know, coming to complete with yourself, you know what I'm saying, instead of blaming me for a lot of that emptiness, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I want to chime in there as being a daughter, you know, abandoned by her father and experiencing the first abandonment from that aspect. I've had problems in relationships because of that, my father not being around, and me feeling, you know, him supposed to be that first male role model in my life to show me unconditional love, and he didn't do it, you know? So that's true. But I turn my situation around, and I try to do, you know, I try to live my life as positive as possible because I knew one day eventually I would face him. And I wanted to face him with a lot of ammunition, like a lot of good things I've done. So when he looked in my eyes, he feel real bad about what he did. Unfortunately, I experienced it really late in his life, and when I did that, he died, you know, 2 weeks later. But, you know what I'm saying? I turned it around. So that's not even an excuse neither, because your parent is not there. That's not an excuse neither. It's really under the individual.
There's a big echo going on the system right now.
You can hear it. It's really bad.
There you go. Now it's clear.
It's clear? Okay. Okay, I wanna bring on the comments that were made by Curtis, DJ Medi already, Singleton Jr. He's actually married with his wife. He said, anyone who knows themselves completely can trust in the decisions that they make when choosing a mate. Different people like different things. So the term good woman and man is depending on what context you put it in. I had two good ex-girlfriends, but they weren't good for me. They weren't crazy or anything. I just didn't have enough in common with them that we could grow with. Overall, you look for the qualities you see in yourself with the mate. Sometimes it's not that because some people like total opposites. But overall, it's so much in what an individual wants for themselves. A lot of it is universal, but hell, I know people who like arguing and acting crazy in their relationships just to have makeup sex.
Whoa. There's nothing like that makeup sex, that's for sure.
Can't fart on makeup sex.
Yeah, it's not like that. That's when y'all really get it in. There's a lot of frustration you need to release.
You're trying to prove a point.
Like, I got you now. I got you now. Talk that shit now.
Yeah, crazy. I don't know what, man. So what? Okay, so in your guys' different experiences, what do you look for in a mate? What are the key things you look for in a mate? You know that would say that this is the person for me. You know, everybody is not perfect. People come with flaws.
I want to be able to run his name. I want to be able to run his name, and it doesn't show up that he's been, you know, locked up somewhere. As far as psychiatric.
Yeah, Emma, you're getting feedback. I think you're listening.
No doubt.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. I said I want to be able to run his name and that it doesn't come up that he's been in a psych ward somewhere.
Wow.
And can I add on that? Can we give girls a whole check? I want to run my girl's name and tell them my whole most of their life. Can we do that?
Wow.
I want to find the perfect woman, because no one's perfect, but I want to find the one that's the perfect companion, the one that you wake up in the morning and you both have the same goal, same, you know, you're trying to elevate yourself, someone that's career has something going for themselves, and that, you know, you could step away from each other a couple of times, you know, time, but when you're thinking about that person, you're saying, damn, that person's trying to do something, and that person loves what I'm doing, and you guys respect, and y'all try to help each other progress, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times people start resenting each other because, oh, they think their career is better than yours, and, you know, they don't respect, like, what's going on. I'm in the music business, and that's a very difficult thing for a woman to understand that. You know what I'm saying? They think that you're sleeping around and all this, you know. So it's that's what I want.
Oh, okay. We got another caller live on the line. If you're joining us tonight, this is Street Queens, the movement on Lush Radio Online, positive people doing positive things. We're talking about relationships. And I posted a question on Facebook, and we got a lot of responses, so I decided to do the show tonight. We're talking about, is it easier for a man or a woman to find a good partner in a relationship? What are the virtues? What are the things we're looking for in a mate? 917, you're live in the building on Street Queens, the movement. Speak.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing? It's Gina.
Hey, Regina, how you doing? Peace.
Okay. Peace. Yeah, I just happened to get on Facebook and saw your topic there. I think it's a 50-50 thing. I think what it is. Guys are looking for one thing, females are looking for another thing, to be truthful, and I can only speak from a female's point of view. The real men are like scarce to none. They use the excuse that women are so independent, they don't need a man. If they make more money, they get jealous, or they don't know how to handle that situation. And to me, basically, a lot of females are just looking for a man to step up to the plate and be a man. They don't want to raise a man. A lot of us got kids of our own. We don't need to raise a grown man. We just need men to step up to the plate and do what they're supposed to do as men. Women, on the other hand, still sometimes we got to fall back and let men be men. But when we do that, sometimes men get into this situation like, oh, I'm in charge now and I can take over and be controlling. So it's like a, it's kind of like a two-way street. Everybody, each partner has to give and take a little to get to accomplish one main goal. But it is kind of hard. I ain't going to lie to you. It is kind of hard to find a good brother, whether it's blue collar, white collar, whatever collar you see the man. You know, it's just kind of hard at times.
Let me throw this out to all of y'all. Do you guys sometimes have this challenge, right? Like we stated about, like Rez was talking about, the ones that might take good care of you, they might not be attracted to this, that, and the third. The ones that might do good for you, even if it comes to for men, for the women, right? You might find this guy, he will open a door for you, he would do all that, he would give you his last, but he doesn't have a job. He lives with somebody. He doesn't really have super goals. He says he wants to do stuff, but it's like, I can't sit here and raise you when I have children. You can't even take me on a date because you really don't have it like that. Not to say, oh, we're being materialistic, but if you're at a certain age in your life, you want somebody to be at least close to you. It's not like you want to be reaching back and picking somebody up. We do a lot of community service just by taking care of our kids alone. You know what? You know what? Like, seriously.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna take for instance. Okay, a while back I had this shorty, right? Shout out to everybody that's doing their biz and stuff like that or whatever. Shorty just came home. Okay, now somebody told me that when you just come home from jail and all that, you got all this loyalty and everything like that. So you waiting, ready to settle down and get in the marriage and all that stuff, right? So shorty comes home. Mind you come home. It's not like you come home to some bread, like you had some stacks waiting around. You come home to nothing, okay? All right? So you're over there, and you're a sweet guy and everything, but you got to look at this, right? You're still getting into trouble. You're telling me you're getting into shootouts. You're getting locked up again. Like, that's not the type of person I'm trying to put in, you know, time with if you're going to still take the risk of getting locked up again. You could be the sweetest person, but I got to look at my future here.
That's
you gotta
right.
Look at the future at the end of the day, especially when you're a female with a child. You know what
I
mean?
To me, first of all, you know, if you're a female with a child, I'm going to be honest, this is not even, you know, shout out to all the people that are doing time, but I don't think I would be even, like, dealing with somebody that's locked up. Like, that's a big dish to come up out of. That person has to deal with themselves first before they could deal with anybody. I mean, you could assist somebody and all that, but, you know, unless you had a relationship with the person before they go in, I don't think that's a good place to start. People in there, a lot of people, and I got a lot of friends, whatever, but, you know, remember, they're incarcerated. They'll do anything to get your ear.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do anything. They'll lie. They'll cry. They don't give a. Like, you got to understand that. And I'm not saying that all of them are going to come out and do the same thing. But, you know, if you have a kid, that kid is the thing that you got to protect. Like, you got to go. You don't want to be in a situation like that right off the rip. That person got to prove that. Like, way beyond before you even let them in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely. And on that point, we got a caller from the 404. If you're just joining us, is it easier for men or women to find a good partner in a relationship, man? And what are some of the qualities you looking for? We got a caller from the 404 ATL. What it do, baby?
Yo, what's going on? This is actually Danielle Ajira. I'm calling from New York. I got stuck in that snowstorm last time. So.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Yeah, so I had to get a new bus to get that metro. Anyway, the point is, people spend so much time looking on the outside before they get their own stuff together. The reason a lot of things fail is because you depend on that other person to pick you up or to take you here or to do this for you or to support you emotionally. And regardless of where you stuck at, if you ain't got no job, if you're in jail, if you're here, if you're there, if you don't have your stuff together, you're always going to be dependent on that other person to provide you with something. Mm. That's why a lot of times people can be like that sugar daddy or they can be like that older chick because they got their own stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
What the other person got is irrelevant to them, and they may be foolish in one way, either emotionally, but at least they can get up and go to work. They ain't got to ask him for gas money. They ain't got to wonder where he is. They ain't got to wonder if he's banging in the street. It's a situation with having yourself together first, and other things will fall into place. Them good dudes are out there. Them good women are out there. But they're only out there for people that's available who got their stuff together first. It's worth getting yourself together.
I like that.
For real, now I have people is just, out there. I had to cut off all the people that wasn't doing as much for me as I was doing for myself. Not everybody's worth a good relationship, a good friendship, all of that.
That's right. That's right.
Hold on.
I got to get
my phone.
I got to get
my phone. So good. Yo, shout out to
Radio
Online. I keep
going
to this.
Word.
Yeah, shout out to the. Yeah,
the one thing that people have lost.
But, for real, I just want to tell anybody in the 914 right now, stay off the streets because I'm about to get on the road, and you know how that is.
Well, man. Well, be safe, man. Be safe, man. And we thank you so much for calling
in. Definitely. But, yeah, I appreciate it. I like you guys. Chill. You guys doing good stuff.
That's what's up. We love you, man. Be safe on that road, man.
Cool. Love you guys, too. Peace.
Definitely.
Peace.
Man,
the one thing Lush, that I always say, and this not only a relationship that you're in with someone romantically or in that sense, you know relationships in general, they are a two way street. A lot of people don't realize that, even friendships, what you could say the same thing about a friendship. Like, a friendship is a relationship, and if you could be a friend to someone, and as well as you could be a lover to someone else, and it's if you don't get the same type of things back, after a while there's resentment. Like, you could be a good friend, but if that person's not a good friend back, like, when do you say this is enough? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could look out for someone, and it's not about monetarism. It's about being a true friend. Like, me personally, I could say Emma, that's my real friend. That's my sister. That we've been through it all, and we're there for each other. Like, there's no agendas there. There's nothing hidden. It's like real friendship. That's hard to find. You know what I mean?
Made me cry.
Oh.
I love you, baby.
Oh, man. That was so sweet, man. That was so sweet.
Lush, I got love for you, too, baby.
We love you, Dave.
I love you for free.
I got coupon love, baby.
You said I got coupon. You are stupid, man. Oh, my God. If you're joining us right now, we're live on Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, The Movement, and we're talking about relationships, man. Is it easier for men or women to find a good partner? Call in at 347-826-7722. Now, Bronx Cancer on Facebook, man, this dude wrote a whole journal. But I'm going to tell you some of the things he talked about. But the young lady that just called in earlier, she definitely touched bases on some real good things. Like me and Emma discussed offline, we said a lot of us, some of the women are out there looking for millionaires. If a millionaire is out there, he's looking for a female that's at least close to his level. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we set our standards too high, and it's like, what are you doing for yourself? You don't have your stuff together. What are you doing? Are you in school? Are you getting a job? Or even if you don't have a job, are you getting money some type of way? Are you financially stable in your own sense where you don't have to rely on somebody? Like, what are you doing for yourself? You feel me?
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta bring something, because you know, just staring at a person in the face or whatever, it's not going to pay bills, because eventually they're going to cut the lights and I can't see you. I can't see you in the dark. You know what I'm saying?
Cut the lights out.
I can't see you. I can't cook for you. Well, you know, I don't have to, like, how are we going to make it pop up and all this? I can't my sexy lingerie. I can't go to Victoria's Secret because there's no, you know, like, no, there's got to be some money flowing. And even if you have a modest, you can, you know, have a modest living. Doesn't mean that you have to make all this extravagant money, but if you come together with a partner and you guys really plan it correctly, everybody will be happy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody will be happy, be comfortable. It can't be just on one person.
Like,
the woman makes the more money, or even because the man makes more money. Regardless, you still got to put your weight in. Hello, buy some toilet paper. You know what I mean?
Can I interject? Like, okay, take me and Emma for instance. Y'all see our nails. Y'all know it costs money. Y'all like our nails. Y'all like the way we keep ourselves up. So you know it costs us money. So we take care of ourselves, and we still take care of our kids. So you want to come and you say you want to rock with us. You know
about the lashes.
You know what? You know what? Emma's nails are extra. That's extra money right there. That, like,
exactly.
You got to get on a budget and cut those nails in half. You know what I'm saying? Because they're spending more money on those nails than the other regular nails.
But you know what? Listen, just the same way I demand extra, I give extra. So you better put
it that way. Ooh. And see, this is the thing, though. It's not even on some, like, gold digging. It's like, you like the way I look when I met you, right? And I was keeping myself up, right? So, like, how you going to come and you not adding to the situation? You taking from me, so now I can't get my nails done. I can't get my hair done because now I got to pull you up. That's crazy.
Right, you got to be in the barbershop
That's not, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. The Brooklyn Cancer said, One important point in the beginning is it's not actually easier for a man to find a good woman. If you are a woman and finding it hard to find a good man, then there are several things you should look at. First, you must look at yourself, your values, your criteria, your selection, your definition of a good boyfriend, and your attitudes, and look out for the unrealistic expectations. Secondly, I would say you should ask yourself about cultures. Are they compatible with yours and more compatible with you? Seeking someone from a culture or community that does not jive with you could cause a problem. Like, okay, take for instance, I'm African, right? And Emma's Puerto Rican. So some of the people, some foreigners, some of our family values are different than maybe some you know, American people or African Americans and stuff, right? Our values might be different, but especially the way you respect family or different things like that, the way you raise your children, it might be different. So it might cause a conflict, because certain things that in our culture would be said to be disrespectful, you might think it's nothing, you know? So I think you should take some of those stuff in consideration also. Are you willing to deal with that? If that culture doesn't jive with your culture, it might cause a problem. While it borders on stereotyping people, the truth is that it's a guide in discovering the basic culture of the scope of people from which you may be selecting. Thirdly, I think it's important to take a good look at what you may have caused prior. Also, think about the thing that might cause prior breakups and ask yourself the real questions: what really happened in that relationship? Take from that and learn from that. Since neither of you are perfect, resist falling into the trap of refusing to take responsibility for the breakup. You can then use this lesson to learn from prior mistakes to work towards preventing the repeat. Fourthly, understand that for the most part, we live in an era where more and more of the culture leans towards more and more selfishness and self-gratification to the exclusion of excluding good, just doing good for the community. So they are both men and women today are going through what everybody else is going through. These are simple signs of times. Finally, don't demonize yourself and don't demonize others, but have positive, optimistic mindsets in your search, and be sure that you are keeping yourself busy and being preoccupied with yourself versus standing there trying to search for some man or some woman. Make sure you got yourself stable at the end of the day. So, I don't know.
Wow, you got like the 10 crack commandments. Yo. You know, like, I just want to say this, you know, Lush, I feel, you know, I love old music, right? I love the 50s, the 60s. Like, I feel that we, as a generation, we came at the end. We came at, like, we missed out on the good times. I'm not going to say we didn't have good times, because I think, you know, in the 80s and 70s, we had good times. But I think we everything became a society of what you have, how fast can you get it. There's no courting anymore. There's no enjoyment of, like, talking to the girl, chasing her, and she's letting you chase her. And, you know, and that romantic, like, I'm not trying to sound, like, crazy, but, we lost that. We lost
it's
that.
It's the truth, though, Dave.
You know what I'm saying? We lost that. Like, you know, we lost that. Like, right now, I get on Facebook, and, you know, it's just, bang, 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 bang. What's up? All right, meet me here. That's it. Let's get busy. Like, there's nothing there. There's nothing
there.
It's the truth. I feel we came at the end, man, because if you look at some of the, you hear stories from your parents, and you're like, damn, you guys, like, my parents been together 42 years. I'm 41.
Wow.
I'm going to be 42. They've been together since, and, you know, and the story never gets old when they talk about it. Yeah, and he used to chase me, and he used to, you know, this and this and that, and, you know, and it's just the music, and it was just a great time, and it's like we missed that. We missed out on that, you know? And one time, like, if you watch The Sopranos, the first show, when he's talking to the psychologist, he's telling her about the mob. He's saying, I feel like I came at the end. I came at the short end of the stick, where the guys from the back, they had it good. Now we just like, we got the bad part of it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that way what's happening right now. We came at the end of it, man. Like, you know, we came at where everything now is just about what you have. People don't even care about clothes anymore, about their words, about, you know, whether a girl's respectful, whether a man is respectful in certain things. They're not looking for none of that no more. They're just looking to hit, and that's it.
They just want to hit it. Now, okay, this is a question I pose and I throw out to all of y'all. Regina, Emma, everybody that's on that red. Did the independent female movement destroy relationships?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that it destroyed anything. Now, did it complicate it? Maybe a little bit, but I don't think it necessarily destroyed it. It complicated in the sense that some women now are just too independent, you know, and it's hard when you become an independent woman to merge in a certain relationship because, you know, you're so used to relying on yourself that when it's hard to kind of give the reins to somebody, especially when they're not rocking it right. Like, you know, like when you're a person that you give it up, like, you know, you come in and you give it up and you make sure everything is correct and all that in that home, here comes that man and you're like, all right, I'm going to let him rock. Like, he's the man of the house. Now the bills are not paid no more. Kids are looking all messed up. Rent is due like 3 months back. Hold up. When I was taking care of everything, everything was right. So it's like, okay, I got to take that reign back and become independent again. And then you get so accustomed of messed up relationships, somebody else that you feel the man can't, you know, like kind of can't do it. And it kind of messes it up because there's no longer the man role and the woman role. It's like whoever is the strongest, like the battle for the stronger person. You know what I mean? So I don't think it messed it up. Did it complicate it a little bit? Yes. And, you know, yes and no. Yes and no. I don't know. I'm a little confused by that. What you guys got to say about that?
I kind of agree.
Go ahead, Regina.
Now, I was saying I kind of agree with what she's saying. I don't think it messed it up, but it did complicate things because men basically, and I hate to keep hopping on men, but a lot of times a lot of mess-ups do happen with the men, but only because they stopped taking the lead. And what the gentleman was saying about we lost track of the guys chasing the girls and, you know, they playing hard to get and stuff like that. And I believe it only became that way because there's too many females that are easy. too easy. So why they spend time chasing behind someone that they could go around the corner and get so easily? You know, and that's how I feel basically what happened with that aspect. But as far as women's live and everything like that, I think it was bound to happen anyway because we are forced, even, and it goes beyond just relationships, society as a whole. It's been forced upon us females to get out there and not necessarily take the lead, but contribute to being a leader. Because right now you need sometimes more than two incomes to run a household. So it's no more where the female has to, you know, have the choice of, oh, I'm going to be a stay-at-home wife, I'm going to raise the kids, yada, yada, yada. It's realistically, it's really not doable unless you got somebody that's bringing in some real money. Then that's a different story. But women's lib, I don't think, changed too much of women's outlook as far as, okay, now it's women's living, we got to go and take charge. No, I don't think that's an issue at all. I don't think that changed it. They complicated, as she did say.
Okay. Reds and Dave, what's your thoughts on that?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Me personally, there's nothing more attractive to me than a strong, independent woman. A woman that has a career, that it has ambition, that has goals. There's nothing more attractive than that to me. Now, the part that gets confusing is when the woman starts trying to be a man, you know, and what I mean by that is, you know, just crossing certain lines and getting, you know, like, I can only speak for my personal experiences. Like, you know, you got to let, like you all have said this, you got to let a man be a man. And that doesn't mean that the man has got to control you or stuff like that, but there's certain times that a man has to be the man, and the woman, and then the same thing. The man has to let a woman be a woman, you know, like some vice versa. Some men don't allow certain women to do certain things that is women stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got to let a woman go and be with their mother and you know, do certain things with the kids. Like that's a woman's thing. You know what I'm saying? That's a mother thing. And then some certain times with being a man, you know, like a woman sometimes overstep, like, yo, a man is talking, doing certain things with their man stuff, with their voice, they come across. You know what I'm saying? It's like we could talk about that later. Let's not do this here. A lot of times that gets confused on both parts. It's not about like somebody's better than the other, because I love a strong, independent woman that has a good career. I wouldn't want somebody being home, lazy, doing nothing. Like, it's not attractive to me, you know?
Yeah,
how you feel about that, Red?
Well, as far as the whole independent woman thing, I mean, I think, like you said, yeah, I agree with him. It's nothing. Yeah, of course. I mean, we live in the times where everybody needs to be independent and do for themselves, because you can't depend on people no more. This ain't the kind of time we're living in. But it just seems like with some women, they just go around with this attitude of, I don't need a man, or as if we are lesser value as human beings than them. It's like we supposed to love and cherish them, and like we supposed to need them, but they act like they don't want or need us. It just seems like this is people in general. People just seem like they don't want love no more. It's like the love is gone. Like my man said, like back in the old days, it was love. Everything was about love. It's like nowadays people don't love and respect each other, and no kind of examples that you see. That's why a lot of times you don't see any real relationships. I mean, any relationship I know that's good, they probably sleeping with each other behind their back. It's just that women need to admit sometimes that, yeah, they want to be loved, that they want a man. Or they may need a man. They like, we got so much women with so much pride. It's so cool for a chick to say, I don't need a man. There's nothing wrong with wanting to love and be with the opposite sex. It's just nowadays women and people in general have a whole different mindset that really just works against them. It's like people's morals and people's priorities are all wrong. It's like it's not cool to love no more. And that's what the main problem is. It's like it is not cool to love, respect, show respect. It's just, we living in some sadistic times. I mean,
I don't know, but
it's crazy out here, man. It's like my man was saying, like, you got women that don't want to talk, but they want to text. You got women that don't want to kiss you, but they give you head all day. I'm like, here's the love and affection.
You know?
Wow.
The love and affection, man.
Yeah, you know, even in the music, you know, in the music, they don't talk about love no more. The music is not about love no more. You know, I listen to Temptations.
No.
I listen to, this is the type of shit I like to listen to because, you know, this is the essence, like love. Love, a man and a woman was made for each other, and they were made for each other because it's a companionship. It's a love. It's something that you guys, you know, let's say we could just take everything away and we'd be barefooted, naked in the jungle, and it's a man and a woman. What are y'all going to do? None of that shit counts. None of that jewelry, none of the money, nothing. We got to hunt. We got to, you know, we got to hunt for our food. We got to find shelter. Like, it's together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to just go back to the jungles and just live off the land. And that sometimes I see them Discovery Channel things, and I see these Indians in these jungles, and I'm like, yo, they look so happy, man. They look happy. You know why? Because nobody's interfering. Nobody cares about how they look. Their thing is they're living. They're living off the land, off the love, off their family, off their kids. Of course, they might not have a toothbrush to brush their teeth, but you know what? They're happy, man. They happy, and happiness is the biggest thing. Like, we, you know, you want to be happy. You want to. Nobody wants to go home by themselves every night and just lay down in the bed. You want to have that love next to you and say, "Damn, I really love this person. This person really loves me." You know what I'm saying? You don't want to just say, "Oh, yo, I'm just laying this person because this person is here." You know what I'm saying? You want that love, that real shit, man.
Yo, we're gonna have to do for the love of David. We're gonna have to do for the love of David.
Yo, man, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I've thrown it down. But
no,
you know,
David,
you know, I gotta keep it real, man. Like you, I could sleep with 1,000 women, but it doesn't matter if I have that right one.
But you know what, though, Dave? You know, I myself, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love the situation. I can deal with a man's mouth. When a man starts running his mouth, and, you know, we in this industry situation, and sometimes you need a secure man because they, just like you said, the females is insecure. The guys are insecure. They think, you want to be with you. Then, you know, with this industry, you might get a lump sum this day, or you might, you know, be hustling this different thing. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand. They like, this ain't stable or whatever, but still, you're still adding to the household, but they don't feel like it's enough. So sometimes you got situations like that, you know? So I'm like, I got to break out. So I don't have too much of somebody running their mouth. But I want that love, that intense love, that as soon as you come in the house, you like, yo, I want to slob him down right now. Like, I want to slob him down right now. That's love, like, I want to grab you every second, every moment. You know, I'm calling you, like, yo, love you, like, crazy.
I want the love that after you speak to me and just through your text is long, I'm already busted. Can I?
For real? Seriously?
Let me tell you, son. Lush, that's crazy. I'm gonna tell you this. I just came off a 3-year relationship, and it's right what the brother said. So we're living in a sadistic society because I truly believe that people hated the love they saw with me and the person. I feel like we were so in love, and we showed that love to everyone that I think people just. Didn't understand that shit, man. And I see that. Like, this is the society we live in. People can't understand that. They don't know what that is no more. And they think that, you know, now my advice is, like, when you find that, you know, don't show it to everybody. You know, you keep that to yourself, man.
Yeah, and you know what? When you do get that love, like you said, yo, because, like, yo, the only person that can tell me somebody is wrong for me is my mother, because she never been wrong. But you got some other people that just straight up haters, you know, because they just, you know, a lot of them are just happy.
I told you something ain't good for you.
She's told me, but you know, that's that Pisces psychic power thing, though. You know.
and I'm always telling Emma.
You know,
I think I gotta check with Dave. Let me see your resume. You gotta check with because
it's the truth. But on that note, we're gonna play a quick song, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna have some more thoughts on you know, the difference between a female finding a man and a woman and a man finding a woman, you know. And what is the definition of a good man and a good woman in this day and age, for real? Let's talk about it when we come back. Robin Thicke, Lovebirds. Let's get some love.
She needed new friends, no doors would open, she had no place to stay. Then came a bird who knew the town, who barely ever left the ground. They saw each other, they saw forever, they both knew it right away. Oh, to love birds, to love signs, you got me going out of my mind.
Some birds, though. We need the love in our life, man. We need to stop bringing some love back into these relationships and stop bringing the hate from past relationships and taking it out on other people, man. Let's start loving each other for who they are. So, we're going back and seeing what's popping. We got Red, Dave, and we got Bugsy live on the mind. What's up, Bugsy? Birthday month, what's popping with you? Birthday boy, what's popping?
What's good, man? You already know, man. I'm trying to start with the club tonight, man. VIP style. You know how we do, man. You know, I'm trying to start early.
Feliz cumpleaños, Bugsy. Feliz cumpleaños.
Gracias, gracias, mommy. Let's go. Let's go. Emma just got my nipples hard. I just want to let y'all know that right now. I like it when you speak
see,
that Spanish, that Latina.
That's what a woman does. You hear
and you're on. Hey, Emma, you better stop it, man. You know I'll be out there tomorrow. You better stop it. You better stop it.
Oh, shit. Yo, what's Bugs, man? We talking about these relationships. You seen that post I put on Facebook, man. What's your thoughts on it, man?
Oh, my thoughts? I don't think anybody's good no more in 2011, man. Everybody's been hurt. Everybody's bitter. Everybody's scared. They don't want to get cheated on. Everybody's doing the cheating. Don't nobody want to do real relationships no more, man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But if we got some good listeners out there, then, you know, hit me on Facebook. Let's talk.
All I'm saying is right now I'm sending out an APB. For that dude that, like, I can wake up in the morning and be like, yo, I want to attack you as soon as you come home from work. I want to attack you. I want to cook for you with not acting like it's a job.
And
like,
give me
I
his brother. And I want his brother.
And I need his brother so I can pass it to him.
So do I ignore that APB or do I take acknowledge to it? I'm just saying.
Hey now, for real now.
Hey, for real now, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I may talk a lot of shit, man, but you know, hey man, your boy keep it real, keep it 100, man, you know. That's why I stay away from the relationships, because if shorty ain't giving me 100, man, I'm hurting feelings.
Do you feel like sometimes you hold back on expressing your true feelings because you feel like people aren't giving you enough as what you put out there?
Yeah, you know, I'll be real honest with you. What my issue is nowadays with these females, I really don't trust them. I think they just be wanting to fuck with me for the money, man. I keep it real honey. I think I got trust issues right about now, man. You know, y'all gold diggers be hurting niggas.
Wow. Wow.
You know, like, cause I give you an example, man. Like, you know, I was rocking with the slow shit.
So, you never
had an issue unless it was about money.
Bugsy, what would fix those trust issues that you have?
What would fix those trust issues?
Yeah.
A real, down-to-earth, 100% female. And not no independent female. I mean a real female that's like, yo, listen, you do what you got to do. I do what I got to do. We spend time. Now I know. You know, dealing with this business that we deal with, she got to understand, man, you know, I might be on the road, I might be out of town, I might be in the stew late, and I got to talk to my fans, so don't take it like I'm flirting or something. You know, I'm just entertaining my fans.
Now, we all got to talk to our fans.
Hello.
You know it. I don't need a female watching me on Twitter and on Facebook talking and then texting my phone like, oh, that's how you feel? Like, come on, man, don't be reading my shit and then texting my phone like, oh, word?
Hit me on the fan page.
I just need a real down-to-earth shorty, man. You know, shorty that keep it real. That's about her money. That's about her business and about her man. That's all. That's what I need.
Oh, word? I had to snatch up Bugsy, man.
Hey, listen. If I don't make it back from New York, listeners, y'all know what it is, man. If Bugsy don't make it back to Boston, we got the evidence right here in the archives on Lush Radio Online, man. I'll really be on the mail carton. Shout out to Bitch Ass DJ Exposed. But, yeah. Hey, Lush, I'm still waiting for that Lushtron, man, because you know I got a lot of careers to destroy, man. I'm putting up Summer Jam screens. We need that Lushtron, man.
Everybody waiting for the Lush Charm, man. I gotta get one for Emma first. Okay. She my bottom bitch. I gotta give her one first.
Emma can be the bottom. Emma can be the bottom. I just want you to know this.
Excuse my lady.
Queen.
She's my queen. She's my main queen.
Not bottom. I'm top.
She my top queen. My bad.
I just want to be the middle. I just want to be the sandwich, you know?
I promise I got to get hers first. I already gave her a ring, so I got to come with the charm. So I got to get hers first. And then after that, I got to get everybody one. I got to get you, Guru, and TDI, you know what I'm saying? But I think Guru getting more money than me, so you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Guru got to break that bread, man. Guru got to cut the check, man. What's good, man?
For real, but you know,
cut the check.
I mean, we really need to start like showing more love to one another. Like people act like, I mean, and then the word "I love you" has been used like it's being overused. They're like it's not being used like in an actual content of like I really care about you. It's more to pacify you. Like, yeah, I love you because you just told me you love me too, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want her to get mad, so she cut me off on my funds.
Hey, I tell Shorty in a heartbeat. Shorty be like, yo, I love you. I be like, I care about you too. I care about you too. Because keep it 100, man. You can care about somebody and not love them, and you can love somebody and not care about them. Let's keep it 100.
For real. I be like, yo, can we change the subject?
Lisa, I love you. How about them Red Sox? How about them Red Sox?
She said, man, what's love got to do?
For
real. But you know what kills me too? Everybody be talking that they love you, they love you. Like, let's be honest. I put this on Facebook the other day. The best part of any relationship is the beginning when you're having them phone conversations late at night. Those are the best times, those best parts of any relationship that you have with anybody. It's the beginning when you have them late-night conversations. Anything after that, when you start having intercourse and relations, it just goes downhill from there. For now, well, how about we just stick to the phone conversation? You want to talk to Bugs and then holler at me. You can do phone conversations.
Yo, I think people need to start getting to know people a little bit more, start talking to them a little bit more, start dating, you know what I'm saying? You know, because let's court flowers.
Us ladies need to demand, like for real, it sounds corny, but we need to demand more, like, yo, where my flowers and my candy and stuff like that, like, you know?
Like, you going to open the door for me, or you just going to let it just sit there? Like, you going
to
get
it? Yo, you know what it is, dude?
Like, let's
dude,
go to the park and swing me.
Ever taking it to that wheel. But you know what it is? Some cats are insecure, but then you got some cats who probably in the way they do be like, oh, you doing that for? You open the door for? Some dudes don't know what a gentleman really is. You know what I mean? Some dudes ain't got that upbringing. If you that 70s, 80s babies, you know what it is. If you's a 90s baby, I'm sorry, but y'all 90s babies don't know what it is out here. I'm just going to be real honest with y'all.
I'm saying, but you know, all I'm saying is I feel like it's the year of the crackhead, man. Them crack babies grew up and they had more crack
babies. Hey, crack babies and had crack babies had weed babies. How about that?
For
crack
real.
Babies had weed babies.
Because every one of them, they starting off young smoking weed. I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, what happened to the walk in the parks? Remember when you said, you know, give me a card.
A dollar.
And remember when you used to make
a dollar.
You
a dollar store. You go to a dollar store, you get the and there be some real nice cards, too.
Hey, Emma, if all you want is a dollar, I got five.
At the dollar store. The dollar store you go with $5, you can get a card, a stuffed animal, and even a candy and a toy.
For real.
$5.
What kind of toy? Hey, what kind of toy you talking about?
Hey, whatever toy they like.
Oh, my God.
It could be some squishy thing. It could be some fluffy thing. It could be some...
It's some things, you know.
We gotta buy you batteries too, or just the toy?
Wow! They got the dollar store. They got a pack of 10. They got the pack of 10 for the big one. For the good vibration.
Hey, you heard what he said? You be looking for the batteries on the TV remote.
Oh, my God.
Batteries stay on deck, son.
All day.
Emma, you better stop it.
Yo, we are bugging tonight,
grown
but if you
folks,
say, if you,
folks,
you stay, it's grown folks talk, you know what I'm saying? You should be asleep by now. Put them babies to sleep.
Put them babies to sleep. Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, messing with Emma, you're gonna be making babies, not putting them to bed. You're gonna be making babies. Every Tuesday is baby making night. I'm telling you, though, listen, incense, corn gas, candles, lotion, I'm trying to tell you. Every Tuesday y'all need to be on it.
Definitely. A couple of people called into the show and said that, you know, thank you for helping us create our son and daughter. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Emma. You know,
I just don't be naming the babies after me. I ain't paying no child support.
For real.
I'm gonna give my baby a T-shirt that says Emma's baby.
Yo, also a quick shout out to the cast that you know dealt with that earthquake that just passed not too long ago. We're gonna have another show on that, talk about that, because you know it's a lot of stuff that's coincidental that's been on. You know what I'm saying, in America, but we're going to talk about that on another day, but shout out to them. You know, it's just a lot of situations been going on, you know, like, God forbid, tomorrow's promised to nobody. I don't want to die alone. I at least want to say I, like, really, truly had true love, you know what I'm saying? I want to at least, you know, God forbid, if I go, I want to say I experienced true love. Like, I was, like, deep in it. I want it.
Deep up in it.
You know, I want it. I want to be deep up in it. I want to be squishy in it. I want to swim in it. I want to
look
be
at that. Look, Lush talking like that, man. You're going to be like, yo, where's Lush been? We ain't seen her in a couple of days on the air. Lush is getting lovey-dovey. It'd be like Emma coming through like, yo, yeah, Lush is taking a vacation, so I gotta, you know, take over.
For real, man. But everybody is searching. Even though we want to be on our independent, or we want to be hard, or we want to put on this front and everything, everybody wants love in some way. Everybody wants a companion, somebody to share their thoughts, someone to talk to, someone to be their best friend. We all search for it. But the thing about it is that we got to search within ourselves and be content with ourselves first before we step into any relationship. Know that we're secure no matter what situation happens, so we can stand on our 2 feet. And therefore, a mate can fall into place and you can fit them in your lifestyle or however you're living. But if you're not secure with yourself, if you don't have yourself together, how can you introduce yourself to a mate or invite a mate to be in your life when you don't have your life together? Real talk.
Amen, yeah. Sister.
So, fellas, your final thoughts on this whole relationship searching and women and men, you know what I'm saying, men of Venus and, you know, the whole Venus and Mars situation, men versus women. Talk to us, Rez, your final thoughts.
Yeah, I want to throw some more thing out and add on what you were saying. Also, you notice out here we have no examples of real love or relationships that work. I mean, even with celebrities, and they got money, you know what I'm saying? They could take that girl out or whoever to the finest restaurants, go on vacations when they want to, buy them jewelry. Even they don't stay together. So, like, if they can't make it work, I mean, goddamn, how is no motherfucker going to find love? It's crazy out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have no examples of people getting together for the right reason that truly love each other. Like, you just played the Robert Thicke song. They talking about they have a relationship. Even with Beyonce and Jay-Z, they talking about Jay-Z going around getting porn stars pregnant. I'm like, God damn, everybody having issues. Jesus
Christ. Good, my neck.
Yeah.
Wow. Dave, speak on it.
All I got to say is, man, you know, when it comes to relationships, y'all can't look at the money issue. Y'all can't say, oh, we don't have money to go ahead. We ain't got money to go ahead. Relationships are not based on money. It's based on saying, this is who I can depend on when I need somebody to run to. I can run to that person. Or if I want to just, you know, spend some quiet time with somebody, that's who you got. Like, people think if you're in a relationship, you can't do things because you don't have money. I'm going to tell you right now, I thought of money, that's bullshit. You can sit down with your shorty, cooking with me, watch a movie, cuddle, hold her, you know, do what you got to do, get your grown man on. You ain't always got to be out spending dollars. Because when you spend too much money, that's all she sees is money, and she get used to money. So now, your shorty, you just going to spend on all day. Why don't you give her some of that real love? Real love from the heart, draw her a bath, you know, babe her up with some soap, some bubbles, some red flowers or something. I mean, you won't find out. I'll give you some notes, some tips, holler at me in my Gmail. But just put on your grown man, you know, do it from the heart, man.
Definitely. Bugsy, your thoughts?
That was Bugsy. That was me, Lush.
Oh, that was you? I thought that was Dave.
Oh, I didn't hear no dudes. I heard one dude and everybody else. I didn't know there was dudes on the line. My fault, King. Salute to the kings on the line. No, where's my noodles at, dog? I want some noodles. I want some
Dave.
Roman noodles. He's over here making noodles and they
don't offer me none.
I'm about to mute my phone, Rush.
Oh, okay, mute your phone. This dude asking about oodles and noodles and stuff. Wow. Y'all slack his ass. What's back here? He's like, he wants some oodles and noodles. But, Dave, you still on the line with us? I think we lost Dave, too. So, but, yeah. Also shout out to Common. Common visited the White House and stuff not too long ago with his fine self, Common. Yes. Holiday. I love you, Common. I heard he's dating Serena Williams and stuff. He got all that booty he dated. Lord have mercy. But I know he's doing the same. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. We might talk about that on Friday. We will be in New York City on Friday, you know what I'm saying, rocking out with our boy Bugsy And you know, also the reunion is going down in Manhattan. Me and Emma going to be in the building. It's going down. It's going to be a lot of sexy people in the building. Black and white affair. I already got my dress, so we're going to be taking some pictures, doing our thing. You know what I mean? So I wonder who's going to be by date that night. Let's talk about it. But, but it is what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, Street Queens of Movement. We're talking about relationships. My final thoughts is that, you know, whoever you're searching for, whoever you're looking for, search within yourself first and make sure that, you know, whatever you're looking for, you're able to receive and you're able to give back the same amount that that person's giving to you, you know. So stop trying to look for something that might be out of your reach, you know. Maybe set your standards to a point that's realistic, you know. Who, maybe you might luck up and find a millionaire, but will you be happy? That's the thing about it. It's happiness, you know. A lot of people, you know, are looking for relationships because they want stability, but they're not looking for happiness. So does money outweigh happiness? That's the question, you know. Bugsy, Rez, would you take happiness over money?
Well, of course, because for all you people that don't know, this money system crashed. The money we got might not mean nothing anyway. So things you value in life a lot of times really ain't what's important. And it won't, you know what I'm saying, matter in the end. Because anybody can lose money. You know, people lose money all the time. But, you know, you need to have a foundation with yourself. You need to be, you know, one with God or one with the spirits. And, you know, you need to just, you know, have your morals right. Because, you know, we can't take our money with us when we're gone. All we got is what we left, the love we got, and how we treat each other. That's really what matters the most. That's for damn sure.
So, you know, my thing is like, I'd rather take happiness over money any day, seriously. So, you know, just basically, you know what I'm saying, let's definitely look at that versus, you know, sitting here, you know, wasting time and searching for things that can totally be out of our reach. You know, stop lying to ourselves, you know. So, Lush Radio Online bids you adieu. And parting is such sweet sorrow. And we're out of here. And this is for all the lovers out there. You might be feeling frisky tonight. So, this is another Robin Thicke drink right here. Sex Therapy. And we're out of here. Street Queens of Movement, Lush Radio Online, peace. See you on Friday. Later.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Give you sex therapy. We can do whatever you like. Girl, it's your vibe. We can do whatever.